Just prophets of the Lord, please.
Well, blessed people, the Lord by His me. I know you are in churches today. You are in your churches. I bless your services, blessed people. I bless all your services in your churches all across the country and beyond the whole world. Whatever you are gathered today in your church to worship the Lord. Now, the Lord Almighty is available. So the Lord Almighty spoke with me 2 days ago, blessed people. And in that conversation, 2 days ago, God Almighty showed me the meetings that are coming up in Venezuela. And so in one of the meetings when I arrived, my mere presence opened heaven. My mere presence opened heaven when we arrived there. Yes, once Matthew will stop fooling around with the phone in the studio, then I'll be able to deliver this message of the Lord Yahweh. Otherwise, Michael will suspend him again. Well, our blessed people, the Lord Almighty has spoken to me about 2 days ago, and in that conversation, the invitation of Venezuela, and in one of the meetings when I come in, my mere presence in the meeting opens heaven and rain falls. However, this is how it happened. When I came into the meeting, then the Lord Almighty speaks to me by voice. And the pillar of cloud, I see a pillar of cloud of the Lord that turns into standing in front of me like this, but turns into rain. So there is a big visitation coming to Venezuela. The Lord Almighty has spoken with me about open heaven. He has spoken with me about open heaven. In one of the meetings when they come in, my presence there opens heaven and rain comes down. This is a very, very powerful time, a very dreadful time also. Very, very fearful hour in the church. Remember, just about 3 days or so ago, when I came back on air, God has shown me a thick, dark cloud that is Him, Yahweh. That is Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. And so, very, very serious time in the life of the church. The visitation of God, the Father Himself, the visitation of the Godhead, coming to the earth, blessed people. In one of the meetings in Venezuela, when I arrived, my mere presence causes heaven to open and rain comes down. That is very serious that one may appear and say such a thing. The Messiah is coming. We all now know that the Messiah is coming. And the Lord is asking for repentance, that the nations may repent and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that He may deliver themselves from the lake of fire. The Messiah is coming, blessed people. the Messiah is coming. In one of the meetings that are coming up, when I just walk into the meeting, my mere presence causes the heaven to open and rain comes down. And the way heaven opens, the Lord shows me the cloud. One may appear and see these holy words in the hearing of all the nations. Again, a very, very shocking accounting visitation ahead of us here. In Venezuela, in one of the meetings, when I arrive, my mere presence opens heaven and rains. You remember a few days ago I came to you that the Lord showed me the tremendous visitation of God the Father himself, the cloud of God descending from heaven, and there is a this very thick dark cloud, very scary, people want to run away. And then you could see that a little ridge, but he comes down to visit he that is speaking with you today. So this is a very serious hour in the church, but the people in the life of the Church of Christ. But now, about 2 days ago, the Lord Almighty, he showed me that at my near presence, heaven opened in one of the meetings. Messiah is coming. Let everybody repent, receive Jesus, and be born again holy. Holy. And holiness without which no one will see the Lord. I bless you all that are tuned in globally. I bless you yesterday. That all these blessings, many more healings will come out. That healing may remain in Kenya here also, even as we are now out of this country. And also, healing in the Ivory Coast, I say, very powerful. New York, Ivory Coast, a couple walk there in meningitis. The Messiah is coming, the visitation of the Godhead. I see a tremendous historic visitation here. God coming in his cloud, the cloud of glory. And the cloud becomes rain. It rains on us. My mere presence opens heaven. This is a very shocking time, blessed people. Remember to always live your life as though this could be the day when Christ takes the church, that you may never ever be put to shame. Now I have blessed you all in your churches, that is, as you worship, the Lord may bless you, bless your children, bless your life, family, your salvation of righteousness, and your eternity in glory. blessed you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall be. Amen. Thank you.